Om Shanti, Namaskar, a very warm welcome to all of you. We have been going through the process of understanding a lot of concepts of soul, God, and now it is time to understand what is Rajyoga meditation. So Rajyoga meditation, as you all have been asking a lot of questions from us regarding how to meditate and how to concentrate. And how to bring mind and bring that mind to one point, and how to experience that soul is residing in the center of the forehead here. So developing that aspect, and gradually we shall be discussing a lot of things about what Rajyoga meditation is and how we can have a lot of experiences while practicing Rajyoga meditation. So when we talk about yoga, yoga is a very old word, and it has been used quite a lot of time in this world now, and there are a lot of people who have now recognized the significance of yoga. So yoga is something which is a word that resonates now everywhere in the world, and we are listening to this word quite often now. And nowadays people have realized the importance of it, and we now celebrate even the International Yoga Day. So with yoga, when we talk about, there are various forms of yoga, various types of yoga that we do. So what all different kinds of yoga are there in the world? One of them is Hatha yoga. So obviously Hatha yoga is involved with doing lot of asanas, like pranayam is there, and lot of other bodily forms that we make. And we have been seeing our sages, our saints, who have actually guided us to practice Hatha yoga. But that's how we can have a very healthy body. So if you want to have a healthy body, what we have understood, that if we will be having a healthy body, automatically the mind is going to be healthy. But having a healthy mind is not a reverse process. If you have a healthy mind, the healthy body is also achieved in a way. But for that we have to work on both of the things. To have a healthy mind, we need to have meditation, we need to meditate, we need concentration of mind. That is a different kind of a yoga. But through Hatha yoga, we can just have healthy body. Then we are having another yoga in the world, it's called Gyan yoga. There's a person who is very much engulfed into reading books, who is very much inquisitive to know what is happening in the world and what all things exist. So that person is devoting his time reading a lot of books and getting that information, gathering information. So that is called Gyan yoga. Then another yoga is Bhakti yoga. So Bhakti Yoga means people are nowadays involved in doing lot of bhakti, lot of devotion. So we see lot of devotees. You must have visited lot of Kumbh Melas in your life. Then you see there is a whole camps being organized, and lot of samagri, lot of paraphernalia of bhakti being brought together, and lot of saints are there, lot of sages are there, lot of holy men, lot of people who gather there to have the experience of bhakti, to see what bhakti is. So bhakti has taken a very big form nowadays. So that is Bhakti yoga. And then in Bhakti yoga also there is one more yoga called Mantra yoga. So we chant mantra, and we do rotate this rosary. So we are smearing the rosary, and we are having the rosary, and then chanting the mantras. So that is also another form of yoga. Then a different form of yoga is called Karma yoga. Some people are very much dedicated in their lives, and they worship their work. They feel that just being a hard worker and working hard is the real thing, and that is how we are going to achieve everything in life. So don't concentrate on other things, just concentrate in your work. So that is called Karma yoga. So some people believe in doing karma rather than doing all these things, rather than believing in God, or rather than following other things in life. So all these are different kinds of yoga. Apart from these things, we are having other things also, like there is bhautik yoga. Some people have yoga with the materialistic things of the world. So there are different kinds of yoga. Some people are having yoga with the time. We call it sanjyog or sanyog, that with the time the things are going to move. Some people believe in time a lot. Some people are having complete faith in time. So that is a different yoga. But all these yogas are different from Raj Yoga. Raj Yoga is the king of all these yogas. That is why we call it Raj Yoga. So there are lot many things when we talk about Raj Yoga. Raj Yoga, why we call it Raj Yoga? Because there is some secret, there is some Raj which is hidden in Raj Yoga. Secondly, Raj Yoga makes us the Raja. Raj Yoga makes us the king of our own self. Nowadays, the body has acquired everything. The body is the one who's ruling. All the five sense organs of the body are driving a person to do things. We are attracted to things very frequently. We want to listen good stuff. And then we are accustomed to have lot of taste to the tongue. Then these five organs are the one who are making us, who are guiding us, who are the driving force. But now we have to conquer our own self. We have to conquer our mind. So when you become a Raja of your own self, when you have lot of self-control, then when the soul becomes a ruler, when soul becomes a Raja of this Rajdhani, of this dynasty, of this kingdom, and these sense organs act like a mantri, like a minister. So all these five ministers of yours are under the soul, are under the supervision of the soul, and soul is guiding that what should be done and what should not be done. Then it's called Raj Yoga. And the secret behind Raj Yoga is that Raj Yoga can only be taught through God only. Only God is the one who can teach us Raj Yoga, because Raj Yoga is a connection between the soul and the Supreme Soul. So when this connection is made, when this communion is made, when this communion happens, when this connection is being built, then we call it Raj Yoga. When the power comes to the soul and it becomes so much powerful and there is self-realization in the soul, then we say that Raj Yoga we have learnt, we have become a Raj Yogi. Now next thing is what is the basis of Raj Yoga? How we can go about learning Raj Yoga? And the first process is just to have the introduction of Raj Yoga. Since last few days we have been practicing Raj Yoga meditation. So it starts with having the identification of the self. As we went through the course of self-realization, we have now understood that I am not this body, I am a point of light soul. So the process starts with the introduction of the concept of soul, the concept of self-realization, who I am and why I need to meditate, what is wrong with me. When you have this introduction, then the second thing comes, you establish a relation. First of all, you establish a relation with your own self. You do self-introspection. You explore your inner powers, you explore your inner strengths and the weaknesses. And the more you explore yourself, the more inside you go, and the more you talk to yourself, then the relation with the Supreme Power, with the God, is also established. Because the next process is to have a relation with the Supreme Being. Now, gradually, as we establish the relationship with the Supreme Soul, that is the another process, that is the another basis of Raj Yoga. We develop an affection with the Supreme Soul. Nowadays, we are remembering God for our own self-interest, for our selfish attitude. With a selfish attitude, we are remembering God. We are having lot of desires that needs to be fulfilled. We are having lot of expectations, and we want all those expectations to get, fulfilled. And those expectations we are putting to God. But there is no love for God. So we need to have that snehe, that affection with the Supreme Soul. So don't remember God for having something from Him. First, remember God as as you are his child and you want some powers from him, you want to connect with him, then there is going to be a heart-to-heart conversation with the Supreme Soul. The power will automatically come and all your wishes will automatically be fulfilled. Then the next process of Raj Yoga is to have the attainments. As we just said, that attainments are only going to be possible. We are going to have lot of attainments when this relationship of affection is being built between the soul and the Supreme Soul. Automatically, because God has come to give us only. He is the one who always gives. He is not the one who is depriving us of anything. Nothing is going to be there that God can't give. God can give you everything that you want. But you need to have a clean and clear heart for that. You need to have a pure intention to have all the attainments. And what you are demanding, though those things that you are demanding should be appropriate. So attainments should be more of power, more of knowledge, more of how to have an elevated stage. It should not to have the materialistic things. Rest of the things will be taken care. But if you will be having a high state of mind, a happy state of mind, that is the real attainment. That is what is the basis of Raj Yoga, that you become a happy soul, you become a peaceful soul. Then, now when we go more deep into Raj Yoga and learn the process of Raj Yoga, we need to understand that learning Raj Yoga is actually overcoming all your weaknesses. Now, as we grow up, we acquire a lot of bad habits in us. There are a lot of vices that we acquire from the world outside. Now, what all those vices are? Lust, anger, greed, attachment, and ego. Now, as we become a Raj Yogi, we conquer these vices, we conquer all our desires and expectations, we conquer the lust, the anger, greed, attachment and ego. And there is a beautiful process of doing it. We shall be telling you how you do it. So the definition of Raj Yoga is to forget your body and all bodily relations, possessions, and consider yourself as a point of light soul and remember God, the Supreme Light, and this is Raj Yoga. So when we become a Raj Yogi, we are conquering ourselves, we are conquering our mind, we are becoming a self-oriented person, or not dependent on others for other things, not dependent on anyone to give something to me. We become more fulfilled in life. We are overcoming our desires, we are limiting our expectations, and in that way, when we move forward, we shall be, you know, we shall be having lot of confidence in ourselves to face the challenges of the world. The process of Raj Yoga is first to have the contemplation. Let us see how it happens. Contemplation means that you give a thought to yourself that I am a soul. And when you start concentrating on this thought, whatever you do, whatever work you do, you are not thinking about the other things. You are just giving yourself a thought. Even if you are working, even if you are cooking something, even if you are driving, even if you are walking, talking to anyone, just bring the awareness back into you and concentrate and just think that I am a soul point of light. Who is doing that task? Who is doing that that act? I am the one. I am a soul who is cooking. I am a soul who is driving. I am a soul who is working. I am a soul who is operating the laptop. I am the one who is walking. So when you do all these tasks, just bring this awareness back to yourself. As we just heard in our first chapter when we were discussing self-realization, that there is a switch actually. You have to change the switch from body consciousness to soul consciousness. So most of the time when we are working, we are in a body consciousness. So whatever act we do, it is in the consciousness that I am a body and doing those things. Now we have to change this consciousness, because while involving yourself in body consciousness, you tend to do lot of wrong things. You tend to acquire lot of vices. You tend to see weaknesses in people. You tend to develop more weaknesses inside you. But more you become soul conscious, the more you will be aware of your powers, the more you will be aware of your virtues, the more you will be, you know, warned that I don't want to have any weakness of anyone. I want to just see the powers of others because I want to remain powerful. I want to just have my power intact inside me. I don't want to lose my powers. Because soul, when you are filled yourself with lot of power, then you don't want to lose your power. Think about your own self. Try to accumulate all your powers and charge yourself. Connect yourself with the Supreme Being. And that is the first thought. I am a point of light soul and I have a very beautiful connection with the Supreme Power. He is my Father. And you will see a lot of power coming inside you. Those 5 to 6 minutes of charging is going to be forever for the whole day and it is going to give you a very good experience for the whole day. This is called contemplation and this process is going to move forward. This process we'll be doing it regularly. This process will become a habit of yours and that's how we come to the stage that is called concentration. Most of you were saying that I am not able to concentrate, I am not able to feel where the soul resides. How can I experience that I have a soul sitting in the center of my forehead? So what is the process of that? So initially you may have lot of problems doing that. It is just like doing an exercise. You have been, sometimes people plan that I am going to go to a gym and have my body toned. But when you start to do that, when you start to go to the gym, you find a lot of pain in your body by doing the gym and lot of exercises. Why? Because your body is not habitual of accepting a lot of pressure or the stress that we put on the body. And you get lot of pain. But just by getting intimidated with the pain and you leave going to the gym and leave the exercises, it's not going to help. It's not going to make your body tone. You have to work out on it. You have to make the regularity. You have to maintain the regularity. You have to be disciplined in your life. That if you have to be committed of doing that thing regularly, then only the body will acquire a proper shape. And that is the process of doing anything. That is the process of learning anything. Initially, things are not easy. But later, at a later stage, we try to acquire good habits also. We acquire good information, knowledge also. And Raj Yuga is also the same process. In the beginning, you may have lot of headaches. In the beginning, you may find it very difficult to concentrate, very difficult to contemplate, very difficult to focus. But the stage of concentration is going to come after a month or two. So bringing back that concentration back to my own self is not an easy task. So it's going to take some time. So give yourself that time. At least do this in the morning, that when you wake up in the morning, give yourself some time, spend some time with yourself, talk to yourself and talk to God. That is the best way to concentrate. Then the next process, then the next stage is realization. Definitely after practicing day by day, you will eventually develop realization. You will come into a stage where you will be realizing, you will be feeling the powers of God inside you. We shall be now discussing about a very beautiful thing because some were asking me that what precautions should we take while doing meditation. So those four precautions are, one of the, those four precautions are, one is to follow a pure life. Purity is a very beautiful concept. Purity means restricting yourself from giving some obscene or negative or bad kind of things to the soul. Bad thoughts to your soul, obscene thoughts to your soul and impure thoughts to your soul or the immoral things that make you disturb. Okay, so restricting your life and making everything clean from inside. If your mind is going to be clean, if your heart is going to be clean, if your body is going to be clean and the surrounding is clean, then definitely the yoga is going to get improved. The meditation is going to get improved. So practice a pure life, practice purity of thought, practice purity of your body and purity of the surrounding. Keep everything clean, keep your mind clean, think positive, think good, have good thoughts in your mind. Don't watch obscene content, don't see the negativities of the people, don't get affected with those things, don't pick the weaknesses of others. And in that way, when you will be restricting, when you will be filtering out those negativities, those negative content, then definitely your mind is going to be clean and then the concentration would be better. Then the next thing is that you eat pure food. Now sattvic food preferences is something nowadays it's a very vast concept. What should we eat and how should we eat and what is right for me when eating comes into picture. So sattvic food, as spiritual person in spirituality, we always suggest to have sattvic food. Now what is sattvic food and how it's going to benefit me? Sattvic food is the food which is free from all the tamasic contents, like tamasic non-veg. It is free from onion and garlic. It is free from eggs, and then it is free from alcohol, all the addictions. So we are restricting all the addictions, all the drugs. So all these things are restricted in pure food. And then just having the vegetarian food is not going to be the sattvic food. Vegetarian food which is cooked in remembrance of God, the vegetarian food which is offered to God first of all, and when God has it, then we have the power of God inside the food, and then when we are going to consume it in remembrance of God, then that is called pure sattvic food. So that food is going to uplift the soul. That food is going to bring good thoughts in the soul automatically. Because we say, as we eat, so we become. So jaisa ann, vaisa man. So jaisa khayenge, vaisa ban jayenge. So as we eat, so we become. So eating process, the food that we are eating is making a lot of difference in our lives, a lot of difference, a big difference. So change your food preferences, change your food habits, adopt the vegetarian lifestyle or the sattvic lifestyle of food. Then you will be seeing a lot of changes happening in your life. Then the third thing is acquiring and adopting divine virtues every time. Divine virtues. This is a very new thing because we were not aware of divine virtues. What all virtues are there? Definitely we hear about lot of virtues, like love is a virtue, peace is a virtue, bliss is a virtue. Then power is a virtue, willpower is a virtue. So all these are virtues, but we have to acquire them daily. This is a task that is to be done, and this is a precaution that we have to take. We were not aware of that. So just to remove all the negativities from inside you, we have to acquire something in return. Just removing anger from you is not going to work. We have to fill ourselves with something else. If you are removing anger, then you have to fill yourself with peace. You have to have lot of contentment inside. You have to give lot of love to people. Then the anger will be automatically removed. So that this is a process of removing these vices, that you start acquiring new habits of through adopting divine virtues inside you. Now start acquiring and start working on the divine virtues. Now what all divine virtues are there? For example, humility. Start with humility. Humility means namrata, that you, whoever you interact with, you should be so much humble. Your dealing should be with humility. You should love that person, that their humility should radiate from your from your words, from your actions, from your thoughts. It should radiate, and my thoughts and my words and my actions, all these things should be aligned. Most of the time I am thinking something else, I am speaking something else, and I am acting in a different manner. That shouldn't be there. My thoughts, my words and my actions should be aligned. What I am thinking, I should speak about that only, and I should act in the same manner. then peacefulness, there's lot of divine virtues, honesty is there. So all these divine virtues can be acquired. So practice daily. So give yourself this task that tomorrow I'm going to work on peacefulness. For the whole day, I'm going to be peaceful. This is going to be my vrat. This is going to be a fast for me. I won't be angry for the whole day. I will just be peaceful for the whole day. Now, then check yourself in the night was it possible for me to acquire that? Was it possible for me to have the challenge? Was my vrat, was my fast successful? So was I successfully doing that? So just by practicing these virtues day by day and taking a task of acquiring them, you can actually acquire lot of good things inside in your life. You can invite lot of good things in your life. Then the last but not the least, the last pillar of the Raj Yoga, the last the precaution that we have, that we should have, is satsang, the spiritual classes. Most of the time we are having the company of wrong people with us. Wrong people leave a very lasting impact on our mindset, on our belief system, because we tend to think in a certain manner. We tend to think in a manner with the people with whom we are having company. So company leaves a very lasting impression to us, and we are, forced, or we can say we are projected to think in a manner with the company that we are having. That much, effect it is going to give on us. That is a different, you can say, a lot of effect being put on the soul when the lot of effect of the company falls on us. Now, the meaning of satsang is that we need to have a right company. We need to have a right person whom we should always have with us. We need to have a right friendship. We need to be surrounded with right kind of people, the right persons who give us right advice. It is said that you should always have the company of those who are having a higher consciousness or higher feelings for them and for the others. So we should leave the company of those who are of mediocre intellect. We should not have the company of those. So decide for yourself that what company I am having, is the company right or wrong. So have the spiritual classes daily. Have this gathering daily where you tend to learn good things in your life. And the satsang is actually the world which resonates with the company of the God. When you have the company of the God every time, then automatically the soul will acquire the qualities of the God. The qualities, the virtues of the God will start coming. And if I'll be having company of God every time, right now, whatever I do, whatever I am doing, just bring God along with you. Just have the company of God with you. Then when God is going to be with you, His virtues will automatically start coming inside you. So these four pillars of Raj Yoga are the four precautions that we should take in our lives, and that is going to improve everything. Okay. Next, we want to know what are the benefits of Raj Yoga meditation? Why I need to meditate? What benefit I am going to get? What Raj Yoga definitely is going to take some time to be learned and to have the process, to have the realization stage. But even if I get the realization stage, even if I go to the realization stage, then what is going to come to me? What kind of realization is going to come? What I'm going to get out of it? So these are the eight powers that I get from Raj Yoga. These eight powers are very essential. You must have seen Devi Durga. She is having eight hands, and each hand is holding a power in it. All those hands signify that Devi Durga is a very powerful goddess. So that Durga is shown as a Devi. But that is a practical thing to acquire. We ourselves can have those eight powers. Now, what all those eight powers are? One of those power is power to tolerate. the ability to respond to external and internal events positively and yet not be affected by them. See, nowadays people are getting so out of control. Nowadays we set limits of our tolerance. We say, I am not able to tolerate above this. This is too much for me. I am giving it up. I give up from this relationship. It's no more now. So it's all over now. So we are restricting our powers. We are not able to tolerate things the way they are moving. Some people are like, why I have to tolerate this person? It's not required. I am going to have my separate life. I want to live independent. Nowadays it is difficult for the children to tolerate the parents and for the parents to tolerate the children. So nowadays everyone is separated. We all want to be independent in the end of the day. And we see nowadays even the families are breaking. Earlier we used to have joint families, but now we are having a single person living in single apartments, and we are not habitual of living with others. When this lockdown just happened and we saw that lot many people are staying in their homes, Within few days, we saw a lot of divorce cases started coming. Why? Because those couples who just got married, they were not habitual of having, company of each other. And when they started seeing the weaknesses of the other person, it became intolerable for them to, sustain the relationship. So that is what is happening. We are nowadays not tolerant enough to even see a very small thing in our life, and just for petty things, very small things, we are fighting with each other. And now if you are going to say, because most of you must be having this thought that why do I have to tolerate, there has been lot of domestic violence in our country where women are subject to and the child is subject to beating and lot of exploitation being done to the women, exploitation being done to the child. So why does the child or why does the women have to suffer? Why does the children have to suffer? So children and women, they are different concepts. Those domestic violence or exploitation is an absolute different concept. We are not talking about that. We are talking about the small things that we are not even considering. We nowadays, we have become so independent, we are earning money and we feel that we can conquer the world just by being ourselves. We don't want others. See, we live in a society where we need people to live with us. We need people who can care for us. We need love in our life, and without people, we can't get love. Are you going to shower love on? From whom are you get love from? So love is a mutual interaction, mutual give and take relationship. Whom are you going to love if you are not going to be with someone? So power to tolerate is required. The nature has been giving so much to us. There's a beautiful example shown in front of your screens that when a mango tree is being hit by a child who's having a stone in his hand, and when he hits the mango tree with the stone, the mango tree gives the fruit to the child. It's not giving the stone back to him. It's giving the fruit back to him. So that's the tolerance power of the nature when we see. So we have to be that tolerant. We need to acquire this power of tolerance. And gradually when we will start meditation and we learn Raja Yoga meditation, we will be acquiring that power. We will be having that power inside us. Then the next power is power to accommodate. Ability to expand and accept the presence, ideas and desires of others. So see, as you see, when you must have seen the ocean, you see there are a lot of rivers which come with a lot of garbage, with a lot of waste inside them. And what does the ocean do? Ocean is actually taking all the water along with the garbage, along with the waste inside it. But then the ocean is having a very beautiful quality that it separates all the waste and the garbage and puts it onto the shores, onto the kinara, but it is going to take all the positive things that come along with the river. If the river is having something valuable inside it, then that water, that valuable thing is going to go to the bottom of the ocean, but all the rest of the waste and other things are separated. It goes to the shores. Right, it is separated by the ocean. So we need to have our personality like that, because in our daily undertakings, on a daily basis, we meet several people, we listen to several people, we are interacting with several people, we are having lot of people coming and going in our lives. So we should have the acceptance. We should accommodate with them. We should learn to expand our ability. We should accept whatever is coming. These people may have some shortcomings. These people may have some strengths in them. So if there is some strength, just watch those people, what qualities they have. If they are having something good in them, then learn from them those good qualities. But if they have some shortcomings, some weaknesses in them, then filter out those weaknesses and accept them the way they are. That's how you develop the power to accommodate. Don't complain about this, that this person is having this bad quality, so I can't survive with this person, I can't live with this person. Or don't eavesdrop. Don't try to circulate the negativities of the other person. We try to most of the time defame others by telling others that these people are not good, these people are right. So don't try to do that. Just try to accommodate with what people are there. Have the merciful feeling for the people. Have mercy for them. If you are going to have good feelings for them, definitely this energy is going to radiate, and these people may change. These people may change their negativities. So that is power to accommodate. Okay, the next quality is power to discriminate. See, you must have seen a jeweler. What does a jeweler do? A jeweler is actually discriminating. When he takes a diamond in his hand, he's evaluating it and he's thinking that what is the value of this diamond. He's having that much of power to discriminate, to discern the value of a jewel, of a diamond or the gold. He can tell the real value of it. In the same way, you should be able to discern between your right and wrong thoughts. What I am thinking is right, what I am thinking is wrong. So you need to have some filters inside you. You need to evaluate your own self, evaluate each and every thought that you are getting. You can, in that way, when you acquire this power to discriminate, you can also discriminate what right thing I should take from the world outside and what wrong things I should filter out, I should not take. With this power, we can make ourselves so much prone to the negativities of the world. We can just take the positivities from the world and filter out the negativities. The next power is power to judge. The judgment power is a very powerful thing, because nowadays we are dependent on others to judge for us, to give judgments to us, because most of the time we are seeking the judgments, we are seeking counseling from others, we are seeking advices from others, we are going to the counselors, paying them that please give us the right advice, what is good for me and tell me what I should do. Why are we dependent on others, and why others are telling us what should be done, what should not be done? So do I don't have my own intellect to think what is right and what is wrong for me? So that power has gone. So how to acquire that power back again? How to get that power back again? It is through Raja Yoga meditation. So when you practice Raja Yoga meditation, you will see yourself that now you won't be dependent on others to take decisions on your behalf. You will be taking your own decisions and you will be taking the responsibility of your own decisions. And then you won't be blaming others that it is someone else's advice and I followed it and then this is the result. So then you will be taking the responsibility of the results and you will be having enough power to correct everything, whatever wrong is happening in your life. Okay. Now the next power is to power to face. It is the ability to confront and resolve external and internal obstacles, tests and challenges. See, we are living in a world of challenges. We are living in a world of uncertainty. We don't know what is going to happen next. So we already are facing lot of problems in our life. There is lot of problem. Even the whole world is facing a lot of problem. We all are in crisis nowadays. This is the whole world has become a world of crisis, and everyone is chaotic. Everyone is having doubts. Everyone is having that as if there is a question being put on our future. What is going to happen next? But based on that, we need to develop the power to face. We need to have power so that we can resist those negative feelings inside us that creates doubts inside us, that what is going to happen next, what is my future, am I going to survive or something else is going to happen to me. And with all those feelings inside, we are gradually deteriorating our health, we are deteriorating our atmosphere. We are creating problems in our relations, and we are reacting to the situations and reacting. Some people react in a very, in a very subtle way, but some people react in a very aggressive way. So reaction is what should be controlled. So we need to face whatever challenges come with lot of power, with lot of strength. So how to get that power? And challenges can come in different forms. It can be through sufferings, it can be through diseases in the body, it can be through death. So any kind of challenge can come, but you need to face that challenge with lot of strength and power inside you. So Raj Yoga gives that power to you to face those challenges. Then the next power is power to cooperate. So it is the ability to give attention, to give time, to give experience and wisdom in the service of others and to work along with them. So there is no task in the world which can be done without someone else's cooperation. We need a team to accomplish big tasks in the world. If big things are to be done, if big projects are to be made successful, we need a team. We need teamwork. So cooperation is required. We all need cooperation of others. We can't survive without cooperation of others. See, we are getting so many things in our daily life. We are dependent on so many people, and it is because of their hard work, their cooperation, we are surviving. We are surviving now. Similarly, to change the world is a very big task now. When God has put that vision that He is going to transform the world from this old world, from this deteriorated world to a highly elevated world, to Satyuga, to the golden age. If God has put that vision to transform the world, so it is not an easy task. This task has to be done through all the souls. We need all the cooperation of all the souls of the world. We need your cooperation to attain that task, to fulfill that vision. God alone also can't, fulfill that vision. He needs our cooperation. So this is the cooperation. We have seen Shri Krishna, that Shri Krishna lifted the mountain, the Govardhan Parvat, through his this little finger. But that was not just him who lifted the Govardhan Parvat. It is the Govardhan Parvat to transform the world. To transform the world is just like lifting a Govardhan Parvat. To lift a very big mountain, it's a very big task. So it has to be done through mutual cooperation, through mutual understanding. We all should move forward and cooperate, okay, to accomplish that task. Then the next power is power to withdraw. It is ability to step back and disengage from the world around you. See, when you go to your office, when you are going to the school or whatever job you are going, there are lot many thoughts in your mind. For example, you may have thoughts of your children, that have your children reached the school or not, or you may have thoughts that am I going to reach on time to my office or my work, and then what my boss is going to say. What is going to happen to my home? Has my house help come or not? So what is going to be, how I am going to cook my food, what I have to cook for the whole day, what I am going to eat, and what work I should be doing for the whole day, what are my planning? So there are lot many thoughts that come in our minds just because our mind is nowadays distributed, in engaged in handling so many things. So the power to withdraw is to bring all your thoughts, or disengage yourself from all these thoughts, and for just few seconds concentrate on yourself. It is just bringing your concentration back, you know, in moments, in few moments, and while doing so many things. It is just changing your consciousness in a second, and in just 1 second you change your consciousness from the consciousness which is distributed everywhere. You bring it back, and then you concentrate on yourself as being a point of light, and then you start your work. Okay. You must have seen a tortoise. A tortoise is having the capability of taking back all his sense organs inside him. And whenever he feels like some danger is coming, he just withdraws himself and he brings all his sense organs inside his hands and his head and his feet. He brings all those karmendriya inside his shell, and that's how he feels protected. In the same way, we can also feel ourselves protected. We also can make ourselves powerful, and we can just maintain our power for the whole of the day. How we can do that? While engaging yourself, while engaging my thoughts in handling lot of things in the world, I should concentrate on my own power. I should concentrate, I should bring all those things back and just concentrate that I am a point of light soul. And in that way, just get connected to God. And then you will feel lot of power. It's just going to take few seconds. And within those few seconds, you will be having the capability of handling everything. And then whatever thought you will have, whatever action you will perform, that action will be right. That action is going to be a good karma. And the result is ultimately going to be good. Then the next power is power to pack up. It is the ability to bring things to an end and to stop wasteful thinking. See, we have accumulated lot of waste thoughts in our life, lot of waste thoughts. We most of the time dwell on thinking about the past. We dwell on thinking about what am I going to do in my future. I'm planning for my future. I have got lot of visions for myself. I'll be doing that. I'll be doing this. And I have to go there. I have got that undertaking. So all my time sometimes is gone thinking about the past and the future. And I just forget my present. So now when my thoughts are so much distributed, thinking about all these things, then I have to prepare for my present. Because present can be, present can be anything. In the present, anything can happen. This may happen that those future thoughts, those things that you have planned may or may not happen. You may or may not accomplish those visions. So concentration in the future. So try to pack up your thoughts. Nowadays, we are living in a world where things are changing so frequently. Even the people who have got very big plans made for them, big plans made for the world, even they have started to think some backup plans are being made, because the world is changing, the scenario of the world is changing so frequently. So it is time not to expand, it is time to bring back everything, it is time to pack up everything. You must have seen an army officer. When an army officer is on a leave, he comes to his home, but he doesn't open his baggage, his luggage. You know, he doesn't expand his luggage. He's not unpacking everything. He's just packing everything. He's ever ready. He's kind of, even if a single call comes to the army officer from the army station that he has to report immediately to his officer, then he's so ready to go. Immediately he would leave the house and he will be gone. So that is the way of life. We should live our life like that, because we don't know about time. We don't know what is going to happen next. So we need our thoughts to be concentrated in one go. We should always be concentrating or thinking ourselves as the point of light soul, and not distributing our thoughts in rest of the other things. You may think about things, but don't give lot of power to them. Don't waste your time thinking about all those things. Okay, so that is power to pack up. So be ready to face a lot of challenges. Just be prepare yourself, and when you acquire all these 8 powers, you can say your life has become easy, because with regular practice of Raj Yoga meditation, you will feel that these powers have come inside you. When you practice sometimes you yourself is going to have the feeling that earlier my personality was like that. Earlier I used to become angry very frequently. Earlier I used to become upset very frequently with others' activities. But now the things have changed a lot. The things, my personality has changed a lot. It is because of meditation that the calmness is filled inside, that there is a lot of satisfaction inside. Now you have started seeing positivities in others and not thinking about the negativities of others. And now you have started accepting people the way they are. So that is a result of all the powers that you acquire because of Raj Yoga meditation. Okay, so keep doing Raj Yoga meditation. So now let us have a beautiful experience of Raj Yoga. Once again, concentrate yourself, concentrate your mind, bring your focus back into the center of the forehead. And think yourself as if I am a point of light soul. Shining bright in the center of the forehead. I am a peaceful being of light. A blissful being of light. I am the master of my mind and the body. I am the one who is giving orders to them. I am having a lot of self-control. I'm a beautiful, a wonderful soul who's a child of the Supreme Father. As a Raj Yogi, I'm exploring a beautiful relation with the Supreme Father. I'm talking to him. I'm eating with him. I'm dancing with him. I'm walking with him. I'm sharing everything that I have in my heart. I'm opening my heart in front of him. And he's responding to each and every thought of mine. He's embracing me, giving me a lot of power. His rays are falling on me. I feel blissful. As a battery, I feel so charged. I have gathered enough power. To face the various challenges of this life. so beautiful. Gradually, I'm developing acceptance for all. Now, I don't complain. I feel contentment, satisfaction. I'm able to give love to everyone and respect to everyone. Even if someone is wrong, I'm giving good blessings, pure feelings to those souls. I see them transforming. I thank the God for giving me this understanding. That I have got so many powers inside me. But I was just ignorant about all that. I'm moving ahead in my life, having divine virtues and becoming like a deity. Bringing change in the world. Accumulating good karma for me. And making a great destiny for myself. Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.